We have some surprising facts about the show Party of Five, which was the first show that began my obsession with television shows aimed at 14-year-old girls. That was the one, because it came out that it was this, Party of Five was the same season as My So-Called Life. So those two shows happened to coincide at the same time and created 14-year-old girl Nick DiGiglio. And those were the two shows that really kicked off me being inappropriately obsessed with shows that are aimed at teenage girls. And I still love them. I still love the shows like that. But Party of Five was kind of the juggernaut that began the whole thing. And I loved Party of Five. I loved it. Esmeralda, did you watch Party of Five?
No, I didn't.
Oh, man. How about you, Dan? Did you watch Party of Five?
No, I only had time for one drama, and Dawson and Joey and Pacey.
Oh, you had that one. Yeah, okay. All right. Well, we have some surprising facts about Party of Five, many of which I did not know. You know, Neve Campbell was at Flashback Weekend just this past summer last year, promoting the anniversary of the 20th anniversary? Yeah, 20th anniversary of Scream. Skeet Ulrich and Matthew Lillard were there, and they had a big screening outside of Scream, and they were there all weekend. So I met Neve Campbell, and didn't really talk about Scream, spent most of the time talking about how much I love Party of Five. So she was real thrilled that a 51-year-old man was like, "Man, I love Party of Five. You were great." So, all right. Anyway, if you're a Party of Five fan, oh, get ready, baby, because there's some facts that you're going to want to learn. And that's coming up after we take this break on WGN. Yeah. Oh, the memories come flooding back. I don't know how many people who are listening to the show were fans of Party of Five, but I certainly was. I loved that show. And watched it pretty religiously. And like I said, along with My So-Called Life, both of those shows debuted the same year. That became, you know, the first two shows to really kick off the Nick is actually a 14-year-old girl. So we're talking about Party of Five. It's Nick DiGiglio here on 720 WGN. By the way, coming up after the 2:30 news, we'll be joined by great magician David Parr. And again, he's going to perform a trick on the radio, and you can participate. We want you to participate in this psychic trick. All you need is three pieces of paper and a pen. Okay? You just need three pieces of paper and a pen, and you can participate in this trick that David Parr is going to do. And he did a radio psychic trick the last time he was on, and it was pretty awesome. It worked out great, and it was cool. So we'll do that coming up a little bit later on. So, all right, let's talk a little bit about Party of Five. Party of Five, I've got these 12 surprising facts about Party of Five. It was developed to take place of Beverly Hills 90210. To take the place of that show. The idea for Party of Five stemmed from Fox TV's then entertainment group president Sandy Grusho, wanting to develop a show that could take the place of an aging Beverly Hills 90210. I wanted a show that would possess so many of the same values that 90210 had in the beginning, she told the Los Angeles Times. A show about teenagers for teenagers. It wasn't until the network hired Christopher Keiser and Amy Lippman that it became about a family. According to the Los Angeles Times, Lippman, influenced by 30-something in the Wonder Years, had the idea to turn the standard expectations about a family of orphans on its head. They certainly did. Jerry O'Connell almost played Bailey. Bailey Salinger. Bailey, of course, played by Scott Wolf. Scott Wolf was cast as middle brother Bailey Salinger. There was interest in Jerry O'Connell signing on for the role, as O'Connell told Yahoo TV. However, he was offered a starring role in Sliders at the same time and opted to make the sci-fi series instead. Well, I remember Sliders. Dan, you remember Sliders?
I do remember Sliders.
And I haven't thought about Sliders since I just said that word. I mean, Sliders that aren't made at White Castle. I totally forgot about that show. Was that show on Fox, too?
Yeah.
It was, wasn't it?
It was on Fox, yeah.
Wow. I totally forgot about Sliders. Let's see. Scott Wolf was the first actor cast. According to a 1996 interview with Entertainment Weekly, Scott Wolf was the first person cast for the show after O'Connell passed. We cast Scott first, and we cast him on the first day, said co-creator Amy Littman. He was such a warm person that he was completely right for the character. Have you seen Scott Wolf lately, Dan?
He did a guest turn on NCIS a couple years ago and was all buffed out.
Yeah. He looks great. He's a semi-regular on Celebrity Name Game with Craig Ferguson. He's one of the recurring celebrities that show up on that show. He looks great. He looks like the same. He looks the same as he looks. He's bigger, but age-wise, he looks exactly the same. Nev Campbell's then roommate Tara Strong also auditioned for the role of Julia. Oh, that must have been fun. That must have been a fun time to live in that apartment. And then Nev Campbell got the role. But part of the consolation was Strong made a small appearance in the episode Homework as a girl making out with her boyfriend. That's a nice consolation prize. You can be on one episode making out with a dude instead of playing the female lead. Griffin was originally played by James Marsden, but Jeremy London took over the role for the rest of the series. If you rewatch the season one finale of Party of Five, you'll notice that Griffin, Julia's on-again, off-again bad boy boyfriend, looks a bit different. That's because James Marsden was originally cast in the part. However, Marsden had to leave. He had to leave the part behind after landing another role, so Jeremy London replaced him. That's Jason London's twin brother. And people were confused about... They were dazed and confused. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Yeah, I don't remember James Marsden. Why do I not remember James Marsden being on the show? I don't remember that.
It sounds like it was just like an episode or two.
Yeah, I don't remember it. Party of Five, listen to this. This is insane. Party of Five beat ER and NYPD Blue for the Golden Globe for Best TV Drama in 1996. Oh, my God. One of the major upsets of the 1996 Golden Globe Awards was when the family coming-of-age drama beat out two of the most talked-about, highest-rated series on television at the time for that coveted award. Leave it up to the Golden Globes for that kind of stuff to happen. Party of Five beating ER and NYPD Blue. Jennifer Love Hewitt wasn't supposed to be a series regular. Oh, that would have been a mistake, not having her as a regular. Sarah was supposed to be only in 9 episodes, Hewitt said in a 2000 interview. And when he got picked up, they asked me to stay on for another 13. I thought it was going to be 13. Then they asked me to do another season. It just kept going and going. I'm so incredibly grateful. The series kept her on as Bailey's on-again, off-again love interest throughout the entire series, which eventually netting 100 episodes. Hewitt starred in a failed Party of Five spinoff. I remember this because she was the spinoff, and it was called Time of Your Life. And it followed her character going to New York to find her biological parents. And I watched 2 episodes of it, and I was like, this is a Felicity ripoff. I will not watch it. And oddly, Jennifer Garner was a regular on Time of Your Life. And she was also a semi-regular on Felicity. So I thought she was, a cheater, which eventually she did. But nope, that wasn't as good as Felicity. Can't compete with my Felicity. All right. I got more here, and we'll get them a little bit later on. But we got a break because we got David Parr coming up to do some magic on the radio and more. News is next.